This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our pleasure to have Kelly Fedorik with us on the show. Kelly is litigation staff counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom in ADF's Washington, D.C. office. On June 30, 2014, the United States Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling for religious freedom in a case challenging the abortion pill mandate, which is part of the Federal Affordable Care Act, or better known as Obamacare. This case was actually a consolidation of two separate legal challenges to the abortion pill mandate, one of those Conestoga Wood Specialties v. Burwell, and the other Burwell v. Hobby Lobby Stores. ADF represented the Hahn family, which owns Conestoga Wood Specialties. Kelly is with us to talk about the Supreme Court's decision, what it means for these two family-run businesses, and more broadly, what it means for other entities that are owned and or run by individuals who have deeply held religious beliefs and who operate their businesses based on those beliefs. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure, and we appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to join us on this episode of Family Policy Matters. Now, Kelly, before we talk about the Supreme Court's decision, give us a brief summary of this case, and in particular, the Hahn family and why they challenged the Obamacare abortion pill mandate.
Well, the Hahns are founders and owners of Conestoga Wood Specialties. They're a Mennonite Christian family up in Pennsylvania, and they desire to run their family business, which is they manufacture custom wood kitchen cabinet parts. And they desire to run that business in a manner that reflects their sincerely held religious beliefs, and including the belief that God requires respect for all human life. And so Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys, we and allied attorneys got involved and represent the Hahns and their company in the federal lawsuit that has made its way all the way up until to the Supreme Court, challenging, like you said earlier, the Obama administration's abortion pill mandate that forces individuals and employers and family businesses to provide abortion-inducing drugs and sterilization and contraception in violation of the Hahn family's religious beliefs.
And if they did not comply with that mandate before this ruling, what would the burden upon them be?
Well, the burden would be a fine to the sum of $36,000, over $36,000 per year per employee. And Conestoga employs over 600 employees a year. And so, I mean, do the math. Those fines are crippling and would ultimately put them out of business for simply following their conscience and respecting all human life.
Well, and that exemplifies why this is such an important case. This case also involved the Green family, who are the owners of Hobby Lobby stores. Tell us briefly about their concerns and how their case relates to that of the Hahn family.
Well, after the U.S. Court of Appeals, the Third Circuit, ruled against the Hahns, our case, the Conestoga case, they ruled against them 2-1. The Hahns asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review that case. And along the same time, Hobby Lobby was going through the appellate courts, and the Tenth Circuit had actually just ruled in favor of Hobby Lobby. And that case involves the Green family. Hobby Lobby is owned and operated by David and Barbara Green and their three children. And they now have 600 stores. This is a family that started in their garage building their business. And now they have 600 stores all over the country, employ over 30,000 employees. And one of their sons also started an affiliated business, Mardell, which operates Christian bookstores around the country. And so this is the case that was joined with the Conestoga case before the U.S. Supreme Court. And our allies over at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty are representing the Green family.
Well, it's my understanding that over 60 friend of the court briefs were filed in support of Conestoga Wood Specialties and Hobby Lobby stores in these cases. How widespread, from your perspective, was the support for these family businesses leading up to the Supreme Court's decision?
It was really incredible. It was in January that these briefs were filed shortly before the oral argument in March, and that the number of briefs filed in support outnumbered the other side's briefs 3-1. It was an incredible outpouring of support for the ability of family businesses to operate according to their sincerely held convictions.
Well, now on June 30th, Kelly, the Supreme Court issued a 5-4 decision in favor of Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood against the Obamacare abortion pill mandate. Tell us about the ruling. The majority opinion was written by Justice Samuel Alito.
That's right. Well, the ruling said that the federal government cannot force the Hahn family or the Green family to include abortion pills in their employee health insurance plans. And Justice Alito, who wrote the majority, said that family businesses, they're run by persons. They're run by human beings who have religious and moral convictions. And so they thus can and should be able to seek legal protection of their religious liberty under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So the court rejected the Health and Human Services argument that, oh, well, owners of companies forfeit their RFRA protection when they decide to organize their businesses. And the court said no. They said that the plain terms of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act make it perfectly clear that Congress intended to protect the men and women who wish to run their businesses as for-profit businesses in a manner consistent with their religious beliefs.
Well, Kelly, you mentioned the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA. Tell us a little bit about that law and what the Supreme Court said regarding its application to these businesses and others like them.
Well, RFRA was a law enacted by Congress, which had strong bipartisan support, and it was signed into law by President Bill Clinton back in 1993. And the purpose of the law was to provide broad protections for religious liberty and to ensure that the government can never come in and substantially burden or punish a person for simply trying to live according to their faith. And the court said yesterday that family businesses do not leave those freedoms at home. They don't relinquish them in any way when they decide to incorporate their family's business. And so the court said that they can invoke the protections of RFRA and should never have to make what the court called a cruel choice, a choice between following their convictions and maintaining their business.
Well, the implications of that are enormous as it applies to individuals, not only in a business arena, but in other arenas. It's great that the Supreme Court really stood in defense of religious freedom. Now, the Supreme Court ruling used the term closely held corporations throughout the opinion. What does that term mean, and what do you believe the implications are for this ruling for other businesses, for example, larger for-profit companies, publicly held or traded companies, those types of entities?
Well, the IRS defines a closely held company as a corporation that has more than half of its stock directly or indirectly owned by five or fewer individuals. And in simpler terms, that basically means closely held companies are owned by a relatively small number of investors, typically their founding families and management. And this is as opposed to publicly held corporations, which have multiple stockholders, so like Starbucks or Boeing or IBM, for example. And in the opinion, Justice Alito, the opinion noted that what's at issue before the court today was family businesses, and that the purpose of extending rights to family businesses is to protect the free exercised rights of people associated with the business, so the shareholders and the officers and the employees. In terms of the publicly held corporations, the court noted that was not an issue before them yesterday, and so really declined to extend any direct judgment on that. But I think they left open the question to argue that look, if these are people, these are human beings who are behind every business, and they are entitled to practice and to exercise their religion without fear of government punishment or government coercion.
Well, there are also over 50 pending lawsuits before the courts right now involving nonprofit organizations such as the Little Sisters of the Poor, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and various other religious groups and organizations, which are also challenging the Obamacare abortion pill mandate. What does the Supreme Court ruling in Hobby Lobby and Conestoga mean for these nonprofit organizations?
Well, the court didn't directly address the nonprofits either, but it did favorably cite to its January order allowing the Little Sisters of the Poor not to comply with the abortion pill mandate, and so other nonprofits should be given similar latitude. And already just yesterday afternoon, the 11th Circuit issued a ruling interpreting the Conestoga Hobby Lobby case as requiring an injunction for a nonprofit group in Alabama. So I think that the arguments made the same logic that was applied by the court for family businesses absolutely can and should be applied to the multiple nonprofit cases that are still currently pending around the country.
Well, Kelly, you have done a great job in helping us understand kind of the details of this case and the Supreme Court's opinion in it. Now, if you take a step back from this and look at the Supreme Court's decision in this case from a bigger picture perspective, in your opinion, how significant is the Supreme Court's decision here, and what are the bigger picture implications of it for religious liberty, religious freedom, and citizens across the country who do have deeply held religious beliefs and seek to express those beliefs and practice those beliefs in both a private realm and a public realm?
Well, I think the court's decision affirmed that family-run businesses, here specifically Conestoga and Hobby Lobby, but more generally, they stated that family-run businesses don't have to surrender their religious freedom in order to stay in business. And I think that this is incredibly important and truly a historic decision in terms of clarifying, again, and telling the overreaching Obama administration that they cannot come in and coerce individuals to violate their conscience or face substantial fines. And, you know, we're seeing increasing threats to religious freedom and to the freedom to live your life according to your conscience happening all across the country. And so I think that the court's decision, while narrow and specific to this specific abortion pill mandate, carries greater weight in the sense that religious freedom is important and that no one, including family businesses, should have to leave those freedoms at home when they go out into the marketplace.
Well, Kelly, unfortunately, we're nearly about out of time for this week. Are there any other perspectives or thoughts you have about this opinion that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think we just want to commend, you know, the court and so thankful for this decision that clarified that in a free and a diverse society, we respect the freedom to live out our convictions. And for the Greens and the Hans, that means not being forced to participate in distributing life-terminating drugs and devices and not facing substantial fines. So this is a true day of celebration for freedom, freedom for all Americans.
Well, Kelly, where can our listeners go to learn more about this landmark religious liberty decision and also to find out more about Alliance Defending Freedom?
They can go to alliancedefendingfreedom.org, and there you will find more information on the Conestoga and Hobby Lobby decision, as well as the many other cases where we're currently representing many nonprofits, a lot of universities who cannot comply with this mandate. And so you can find out more information on some of the other cases we're involved in defending Americans' rights to speak freely according to their faith.
Well, let me repeat that website for our listeners. It's alliancedefendingfreedom.org. Again, alliancedefendingfreedom.org. Kelly, you all do such great work at ADF. We appreciate very much the partnership that we have with you all, and we call on you often for your expertise on a variety of different matters, and you and other attorneys at ADF are always willing to help us out, and we're so grateful for that. And we just thank you so much for your time and for being with us again on Family Policy Matters.
Well, thank you. It's an honor and a blessing to be able to work with you as well.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.